The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Did you listen to last week's broadcast? If you missed it, we are on podcast. Go to our website, sogmi.org. Joshua did a marvelous job. We are in the process of upgrading and expanding our outreaches, including radio programs. And if you think that we are losing the younger generations, you need to meet our youth ministers, our youth team. They are powerful. They traveled with me on foreign missions. And it's amazing. And Joshua is one of them. And last month in Israel, it is one of the memorable moments for me in Israel is when we ordained ministers. Sylvia Grubb was ordained. Drew Farrell, I call him Reverend Drew now, and James and Erica Sasso. It did not sink in until I saw some of the pictures of the ceremony. In one of the pictures, Mike, Joshua, and I ordained James and Erica Sasso. All of us now, the Sasso family, we are now all ordained ministers of the gospel. It is awesome. The Lord instructed me also to establish Pastor Joel and Julnes Humalon of CCFI, General Santos City, as apostles and prophets. Established, not ordained. They are already ordained. What an honor and privilege. I never done that before, but God gave me a bunch of scriptures to support His instruction. So let us get going. We are in a very exciting times, and we are seeing prophecies fulfilled right before our eyes. Changes are coming, and changes are necessary to our growth in the kingdom of God. In spite of what our minds and or our flesh are saying, let us resolve in our hearts that God is on the move, and His people, those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church right now, are going to move. They're going to embrace the changes, and they will implement God's ways of doing things here on earth. You are being summoned right now. Yes, I'm talking to you. So it is important. In Isaiah 55, verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. It's not your ideas or my ideas or knowledge, even though they're good, but God's ideas and God's ways of doing things are perfect. He wants us to be like Him. Even though what you learn is from the Word of God, in this season, God is taking us higher, deeper in the things of God, and greater works are here, and opportunities are opening before our eyes, like right now. The Word of God commands us to guard our hearts with all due diligence because out of it flows the issues of life. Our intention, our motivation, our focus, our heart's desire, and most of all, our love towards God. When God corrects us because He loves us and He wants us to be blessed and be able to walk through every opportunity presented to us, we must be led by the Holy Spirit. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 23, it says, "Wisdom," meaning the Holy Spirit, "wisdom calls aloud in the streets. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will you mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you." in the kingdom of God, it is a journey. It is an adventure. Wherever we're at, it is a place of discovery, of learning new things, of implementing God's ways of doing things. We cannot just sit still and be content with what we know and what we have accomplished. We need to continue to stretch ourselves, stretch our faith, because God's ways are perfect and God is trustworthy. It is actually a very fulfilling life. It may not be comfortable in the flesh. And, you know, sometimes you cannot analyze the things of God. And it is always extremely challenging when we process things in our heads, the move of God in our own minds, because they're too good to be true. Remember, in the kingdom of God, if it's too good to be true, it is supernatural. It is from God. God does not move or act the way we want him to act or how we perceive or anticipate him to act. His ways are higher. And when it comes to handling situations, God seldom recycles his ways or his methods. The only thing that is predictable about God is that he always answers. And the result is always supernatural. And his motivation is always love. Keep that in mind. What God promised in his word, your personal prophecies, the promises in the scriptures, we must meditate on these promises day and night in spite of challenges, in spite of the situations that we're in. Focus on them and continue to believe, especially when the opposite is happening or manifesting in your life. It is an issue of the heart. It is a trust issue. We must focus on who God is and for us to continue to focus on the things of God. Like I said, it is a matter of trust. We must completely trust God. If we do this, God will continue to reveal things to us. He will take us higher, deeper, and supernatural manifestations will result. He is about to show wonders in your life today. God's ways are not your ways. Keep on reminding yourself that. And his are better than yours. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." Of course, this is a challenge in the flesh. It is always because, remember, we were conditioned to operate in the ways of the world. And even when we got born again, not unless you took it upon yourself that all your past are gone and it's made new, it is always a challenge because we were conditioned to apply the world's ways of doing things. But in the kingdom of God, it's always the opposite. And Jesus is our primary example. And we have to be teachable. That is a childlike faith. Once we are teachable, we will be able to buffet and train our flesh, even our way of thinking, to the things of God. And yes, it is uncomfortable in the flesh. The things that I do in the ministry, just like this radio program, these are not something that I really desire or even had an ambition to go on the radio. It is always God who put things before my path, and I just let it go. Because one thing that I keep on reminding myself is, what choice do I have except to trust him? And if I made a mistake, if I thought that I heard from God and I did not, God always searches the hearts and he will always provide a way out. That is one thing about Jesus. He is so wonderful. You know, when I got born again, I was working in a financial institution here in San Antonio. And I got born again, got baptized by the Holy Spirit and started operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's just as if I stumble all these things by accident, but I know it's God ordained. And when I got born again and I told the Lord, "You got me, so I'm going to serve you." But I really never thought that God is going to send me in the front lines or to be one of the leaders. I was just grateful that I'm a part of the move of God. I believe it. And the first day, the following day after I got baptized by the Holy Spirit, I was talking to God and He was talking to me. And I started speaking in other tongues and no one laid hands on me. I just asked God if that is from Him, and I got it. And then I started getting interpretation. I started seeing visions, and God have been visiting me in my dreams and giving me instruction. And I write them, and He'll give me the scriptures because I'm not familiar with the Bible. And everybody was astounded. But you think that Christians, when they see someone who operates in power, you think that they're going to say, yes, hallelujah, glory to God. No, they hated me because they're trying to measure everything in accordance to their experience. And here I am, I'm experiencing things in the Holy Spirit. And in a few days, since I cannot stop praying in understanding, studying the Word and praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit started sending people to me, and they're all getting slain in the Spirit, and a lot of people are astounded. And somebody told me that that is not from God. Somebody told me, set me aside and said, no. You have to be about 5 to 10 years serving God and under discipleship, attending Bible studies in order for you to attain that kind of anointing. And I said, well, if it's not from God, then I'm invoking His name. Where is it coming from? And they told me, I said, oh, it's your flesh. And then my flesh is that powerful? I thought my flesh is dead. So I went before the Lord and I said, like, Lord, I made you wait for a long time before I start serving you. And it's just like, I just really don't want to make you wait any longer. And that weekend I prayed, I isolated myself, I fasted because I wanted to hear from Him. And He told me that, Christina, and said, your maturity in the kingdom of God is not in accordance to the ways of the world. And said, your maturity is depending on your personal relationship with me, your obedience, and your trust. Trust me, and I'll show you. And He did show me mighty things. So a few months after that, God spoke to our spiritual leader, and they made me a member of the board of directors here in Texas. And I was appointed as a vice president. And even the leader at that time, the president at that time, set me aside and asked me and said, you need to step down. And I was like, well, the Lord told me that I will be appointed by this, and said, you need to step down or I'm not going to make things easy for you. And she did give me a hard time on a position that I didn't ask for. I didn't even understood. I just want to be a part of. And I always remember what God told me. Your obedience, and if you're going to trust me, I am going to show you a different way, my way. Then I don't have to wait for years. And soon enough, after I stayed, and the Lord told me that in the next few weeks, that person is going to resign, and I'm supposed to take the position of president. That's how fast and furious my development, and it's because I allow the Holy Spirit to teach me. I became the student of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is the curriculum, and He set my agenda. He gave me instruction, and He manifest things. So I love, and it's like I didn't have any choice. I fell in love with the supernatural. I fell in love with Jesus, and nobody can really take me away from that. I discovered into something that I had been looking all my life, and I didn't even know. So nothing, but I trusted God. And there's a lot of, I can write many books in my supernatural transformation and in my training under the Holy Spirit. I can write books after books, and I have stories to tell. And I just wanted to encourage you that the season that we're in right now, you need to be teachable. You need to trust God. You have tried your best. You have doing everything. You follow every rule, and you're not content because something is still missing in your walk with the Lord. Give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to teach you and to lead you. And it's awesome. It is awesome. And so it was my plan at that time that I will serve God under that ministry. And I didn't have any thought or any plan of being full-time ministry. And I was just like, it never entered my mind. Until I thought that until the day that the Lord takes me home, that I'll be serving under that ministry. And I think a few years after Mike and I got married, the Holy Spirit started talking to us both that we need to step down because he had greater works for us. Of course, I was trying to postpone it and postpone it until finally we talked about it and we made that decision. And I didn't understand it at that time. I felt comfortable with the people that I was with in the leadership position, and I was content. But the Lord did not want us to be content. So what happened is the Holy Spirit, on my way one time after my morning prayer, on my way to the office, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Christina, I want you to call KSLR and ask them for a slot for a radio program. For me, that did it. I told God, I'm a woman and I have an accent. I'm not a radio material. And the Lord said, who says? So I was just like, okay, after I reasoned with God and I cannot make him change his mind, I asked our secretary to call KSLR, the radio station, and the person on the other line said that this is kind of strange. And says, like, one of our national radio just canceled. They're not going to renew their contract. And here you are. And said, you're calling. And said, so we agreed to meet. And I decided that because I really didn't want to be on the radio, I asked Mike to help me. So we hosted a five-day radio program together for, I think, about 2 years. And then it's just like, okay, I thought I will run out of things to share with the listeners. But one thing that happened to me is I got disciplined to pray more, to study more, because I have to prepare and pre-record 5 teachings a week. And then answer the phones. So I got it, and I am not natural. Mike is natural when it comes to preaching. Me, it's just like I have to lay hands on myself. I have to pray, and I have to make a lot of preparation, even now. So we got on the radio, and the following week, we held our first Sunday service at Freedom Fellowship Church. And after about 2 weeks of that, and the Lord gave me another instruction, open a prophetic school, start a prophetic school. And I was just like, I will what? Yes, I can prophesy. I can lay hands on people. But to teach them, to teach a prophetic school, and I said, like, Lord, I need to study. You need to send me to a prophetic training. And the Lord said, no, you're not going to do that. I will train you. I will give you the curriculum. So I announced it on the radio, and I got a lot of phone calls. I got a lot of phone calls from angry ministers. They were not registering to attend the prophetic school, but they're telling me, who do you think you are? And I said, who's your covering? You need a covering. And I said, like, what covering? His banner over me is love. That's my covering. But we started with 27 attendees at that time, and God moved. All of those who were there never forget. They'll never forget that day. The Holy Spirit came down and he touched everyone's heart. And you know what? Even now, the Lord is stretching me. And when I hear somebody from the radio listeners that they got saved, that they got delivered, that they receive instruction or confirmation from the Lord because of the radio program, then I forget all the pressure that I have to go through. And now I cannot imagine that if I did not obey God, on how much I deprive myself of blessings and opportunities, on how much I deprive God's people from hearing the word of God. And from then on, I started trusting him, and I've never been the same again. Every conference, every business school, every minister's or pastor's conference, they changed my life too. They blessed me too, and I learn every time. Don't ever think that because you quote the scriptures and because 10 years ago, God used you mightily. I said, what happened to you now? So you have to continue to walk in the supernatural because that should be our normal life as a Christian. That is normal living for us. Supernatural living is the norm or supposed to be the norm for Christians. And I know that if you look back in your life and you experience, you will never forget those feelings and the understanding and the revelation when God touched you mightily. And that experience was the first opportunity for you to touch others in that supernatural manner. So it doesn't matter if you can quote the scriptures left and right, if you have, oh, I've been there, done that. No, you should be grateful. You need to consider it as an honor and privilege. But while we are here on earth, we are learning something new in the kingdom of God. God continues to reveal himself. He will never be silent until the Lord Jesus returns. But it is important for you and I to take our post. Trust him. Trust him. What could you possibly lose? I look back. I am glad that I obeyed God. I'm glad that I continue to trust him because my life is a very fulfilling life. Even with challenges, even with afflictions, even with pains or oppositions, many times it doesn't matter because the result and just to hear the voice of God is all worth everything because he's worth it. And I'm running out of time, so let me pray for you. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that by my voice and by this prayer, Lord, that you are touching your people. Deliverance for some, healing in their physical bodies, restoration, clarity, Lord, affirmation and confirmation. I thank you, Father, that they will take their post in your kingdom and they will start living in the supernatural realm. Thank you for turning our country around. Thank you for turning our family members around. And Lord, we decree and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that we will not lose a single member of our family to Satan. We believe this, we trust you, Lord, and we love you back. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Call me at 210-695-1630. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. The morning service starts at 10:30 and the evening service at 7 p.m. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Hey guys, it's Josh Sasso here. And before we go, I just wanted to share with you guys, as I said a couple weeks ago, we are currently raising money to improve the equipment we have here at Sons of God International and to upgrade some of our mics and recording systems for this radio broadcast. In addition to that, we're also working on improving our website so that we can expand our online presence for training people and preaching the gospel. So if something like that is interesting to you guys, or if you feel led of the Lord, I want to invite all of you that you can donate to us and to these causes and this endeavor by going to our website, www.sogmi.org, and hitting the donate button. In addition to that, we are holding a fundraising event coming this Saturday, July 15th, and it's going to be from 9:30 to 6 p.m. And the fundraising event is going to be a big sale event where we're going to have furniture and decorations and all kinds of good stuff. And it's going to be at Freedom Fellowship Church, which is at 8419 Callahan Road. Again, that's 8419 Callahan Road, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. in San Antonio, Texas. And I know a bunch of you guys came out to our last fundraiser, and that was really great. We were able to raise more than enough money for what we needed and put some of that money back into this radio broadcast. Now, we are working towards upgrading our radio broadcast and our website. So, if you feel led of the Lord to give on our website, you can do so, or just come out to our fundraising event next Saturday. It's sure to be a great time, and you can fellowship with all of us. So we look forward to hearing from you guys. God bless you all, as always, for tuning in. Until next time, we hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.